Joining us on the telephone to talk about the reports is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Market has rebounded and come back from the moments after the report.
Yeah, it sure did. We saw some real reaction there in the beans. You know, that 92 million, wow, that's below what we've been told that pipeline's been for the last few years. And, you know, we run up fast. We were on the low of the day in the November beans, and then we shot back up about 11, 12 cents on that report. And but within a minute and a half, we were back down to you know, about 914, 911. So, and then now we're back at 918, down a nickel on the day. So it's been a real wild trade ever since the report came out in the beans, for sure, Dave.
Let me ask you this. Does that number suggest that we may see some kind of a revision in the WASDE report for imports of beans for the year?
Well, it does, because, you know, I think we were 90 million in the negative on the residual, mm-hmm. and we only upped it 69.2 as far as the looking at. You know, the thing that shocks me is how are they 384,000 acres off on their guesstimate? The 7/10 of a bushel isn't that hard to realize as you over across it, but missing just about 400,000 acres is just unbelievable.
That is a fairly large number. Corn futures, after the numbers came out, reached a fresh five-year low.
Yeah, we did. You know, we took them under 320 for just a little bit here like that. You know, unless we sell off the end of the day, it doesn't look like we're going to breach that number on a closing basis. But it sure, you know, if we open up below 320 or close below 320, that sure opens us up down to that 308 mark.
What does the report do, if anything, perhaps in combination with the WASDE report?
Well, I think that, number one, this low carry-in number, at least for a while, did give some of the bean bulls a little hope in respect, as if they would actually drop the harvest acres. They're talking about a million or a little over a million acres. If you put the two of them together, the 50 million drop from the acreage shortage and also this drop along with it would be maybe big enough number to get a little steam going. But as the day wears on here, I think just those reports of 70 to 75 bushel beans across much of Illinois and what we're talking about is still overwhelming and saying, hey, we're putting a lot of beans back in there now that we were at the tightest carryout we've seen in ages, that's over for the meantime.
Yeah, we were at probably around 3% or a little bit better stocks-to-use ratio, but it really doesn't matter in the glut of harvest.
Hey, we made it through. There's a reason we were $4 over the board during the last part of August, Dave.
Let's look at the wheat numbers on the small grains summary report. Winter wheat friendly?
The board doesn't tell us it is. It says we're down 7, down 6, mm-hmm. and down 6.5 for next year's wheat here again this today. So I think these numbers are big enough, along with the world production out there, that basically, you know, and with the freight rates that we have going to the Gulf, we're just not in the world competition good right now.
And the spring wheat production number at 600, that just goes to show you what a weed can do.
It's just amazing, you know. But, you know, we just seem to look at good production all over the country this year.
So
and the world.
Yeah, and the world. I mean, world production's
been great.
For wheat is tremendous this year.
Yeah.
It almost seems as though now that the report's behind us, we're kind of looking at some outside data, the dollar rally in particular.
The dollar's sharply higher at midday. The euro, the ruble, and the Brazilian real all lower. Making their grain cheaper than ours into the world market. That's another thing, you know, we've seen and heard many news wires tell us that, you know, if we look at when the dollar goes up, the grains go down as far as things go that way. And I think we also have to look at the tremendous, tremendous freight bill to get things anywhere because, you know, over 1,000% on the barge freight now.
Yeah, that just came across in the last day or two.
Yeah, I mean, all of those just make it so hard for us to be competitive by the time we get the grain to the Gulf.
We also found that the CPI for Eurozone inflation only 0.3%.
Yeah, that doesn't help anything. You know, so they're going to continue to do what we've been doing, you know, with the quantitative easing. They're trying to get the economy restarted. And, you know, as poor as things seem to us around here, especially in the farming community right now with these prices, we're doing better than the rest of the world.
So is there, has the dollar bull been fully fed at this point at 86 and change for the index, or are you thinking there's some more upward mobility?
I think there's a little more upward move, Dave, as you look at the world. China's slipping a little bit, everything else going on. You know, a lot more, probably not, but I think there's a little more to go.
Also end of month and end of quarter and for some end of fiscal year.
That's right. I mean, I think that's... it's going to be very telling that we end this way. I think that it's just telling us that we are seeing a tremendously big crop.
I don't know how much you do with the speculation side, but if you look at everything, gold might be something to take a look at.
You know, it was been bannered about in the Wall Street Journal. It's hit every newswire I've seen over the last week that an ounce of gold buys more bushels of corn than it's ever bought.
Wow. Anything else before we let you go today, Wayne?
Like that. You know, the one hope for a little bit of any hope was the 8 to 14-day forecast does have 30% above normal rainfall forecast, a little bit of eruption, maybe 8 to 14 days out.
And the cult should be no incident at this point, really.
No. Basically, we're looking at nothing through the 15th of October as far as killing freeze.
All right. Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.